Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL match up like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
Coach Middle Screen brings up a good point, Seth. If you're just getting in your car right now, and if you're just tuning in, Seth flew here last night from Oregon, got in very late, but on the flight you were on, you were sitting next to a guy and you were having a pleasant conversation before takeoff.
Right. And we're sitting on the plane. We were sitting on the ground a while. You know, these late night flights are always waiting for stragglers to come in. Yeah, they're connecting flights.
Not you guys. You were on the plane to go. This guy.
And it was one of those things where I was like, you know, I hardly ever talk to anybody on the plane anymore because we're all in our headphones and heads buried.
Let's give it a shot.
And we just started. Yeah. Well, it wasn't forced or anything. We were having a nice conversation.
Right.
He's telling me about his dog that it had that has cancer.
Yeah.
He's telling me about his kids and his life, his childhood growing up in Oregon. It was nice.
Okay, so it was a nice, pleasant conversation that involved a soon-to-be-deceased dog.
Yeah.
And then as soon as the flight attendants said that, hey, guys, this is not a full flight. Yeah. These rows over here are going to be open.
Yeah, if somebody wants an aisle or window. And to set the stage, I'm sitting on the window seat. He's sitting in the middle. My new friend is sitting in the middle.
Yeah.
And I kind of waited about, I don't know, like 3/4 of a second for him to say something.
Yeah.
And he wasn't. So I was like, oh, you know, he could use it. and I said, you should probably take that. You can get an aisle seat or a window seat.
So this guy that you had bonded with so closely.
Yeah, yeah.
Not close enough to where he can sit in that middle seat.
As soon as I saw a better lily pad to hop on, or more appropriately for him to get off my lily pad.
Right.
I kicked him right off the lily pad.
Okay,
yeah,
you did.
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah.
Now, and I kind of took you to task just based on the content of your conversation that the guy's probably down in the dumps about his dog.
No, well, we're getting a little bit deep, yeah.
You
were,
okay, yeah. So that's so... So he might have felt you guys, there was something there. Not like it was a love connection or anything.
No, we had a rapport. Yeah,
rapport. That's a good way to put it.
This guy.
Middle Screen's taken up for you. He said, I'll bet you he didn't want to feel bad and say he wanted to leave, so you did the honorable thing and allowed him to leave.
It's a kind of a weird thing. It was almost
He's
like...
He's probably feeling the same way.
Ironically enough, the metaphor I would choose is a train leaving the station or something. You know, you're kind of like, oh, we're having this nice set, but I got to go.
Yeah.
I got to go. Get my
train's
opportunity
leaving.
To go. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He gets it. You've only got so much room. You know, I'm getting rid of friends at this point.
I joke about that all the time. I'm like, my circle's pretty tight. I'm pretty good. Yeah.
What do I need? What do I need? Social kind of. Don't listen to the studies, kids. It's a social. A lot of us are meant to just be alone a lot, okay? We enjoy it that way.
Let's get into this. I got my six pack here of things for this Vikings game on Sunday. I want to bounce these things off you. I want to start with number one. Turn that up, Ben.
There we go.
Sam Darnold, got to swarm this guy. We're going to do our first ever circle of swarm in the 7 o'clock hour. You got to swarm Sam Darnold. I've got numbers.
Okay.
I got numbers.
Oh, number me up, Sean.
I'm going to number you up. Darnold, this is courtesy of John Crumpler. Darnold passer rating, 111.8. 111.6. Sixth in the NFL.
Thank God you corrected that.
However, Darnold passer rating without play action or screens.
Ooh.
Down to 97.9. 13th in the NFL. Darnold passer rating under pressure without play action or screens. He is 25th in the league.
25th when he passes it.
You take away the gimmicky stuff.
Yeah. It is.
And he's like, Sam Darnold
over. You got to remember, it's not like he's a super athlete, but he's pretty athletic. He had a lot of traits that got him drafted as high as he did. And he had a couple plays last week where he pulled the ball down and ran on third down. So, I mean, it's almost getting to be annoying because it's kind of like turnovers every week in the NFL anymore. There are very few quarterbacks who aren't pretty good athletes. And so now, just like you say, turnovers are the key to this victory. It's also, you got to be sure you corral this guy. And
keep him in the pocket.
It's 3 weeks in a row now we've been saying this about steadily less athletic quarterbacks, but still athletic enough.
And we'll say it about Trevor Lawrence, and we'll say it about Josh Allen.
I won't say it with Trevor Lawrence as much as I would say with Sam Darnold, just because I think Sam Darnold still is. He's more of a threat with his legs sometimes than his arm.
Yeah.
He's got, now this is one of those stats, early in the season it means nothing at all, but he has 4 touchdowns to 2 interceptions.
Yeah.
Which, all right, what's the nature of the interceptions? Well, he threw one to Fred Warner last week that you credit Fred Warner for making an incredible play on the ball, like he's doing Fred Warner things out there, but I'm not so sure if the ball had been complete if the intended receiver wouldn't have lost a kidney on it.
Yeah.
Like he was throwing him into danger. And possibly not just a huge collision.
Had a couple other interception worthy throws in that game last week too.
So, and even on some of this is a classic. All right, as Sloak pointed this out yesterday, like all these offenses they take on their own. It's not like they're all running Shanahan's offense, and yet Sam Darnold has been throwing to wide open receivers a lot.
They've been getting them.
They've been scheming him open. So when it comes to the Texans have a lot of familiarity with a lot of the coaches on this staff, and especially on the offensive side of the ball. So, okay, what do we know that O'Connell likes to do, and what's he doing with Sam Darnold that maybe we can keep these guys from being as wide open?
All right, number 2, what do we do with this Justin Jefferson guy? How do you think D'Amico Ryans and Matt Burke attack the Justin Jefferson situation? They will probably be without Jordan Addison.
Yeah.
They are without T.J. Hockenson. He's still on injured reserve. So they are down some weapons here. And Justin Jefferson is nursing a quad injury right now.
I think so far so good in that, D'Amico blitzed way more than he's ever blitzed before last week.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that was because I think they felt really good about Stingley on the number one receiver there.
Yeah.
Moore.
D.J. Moore.
And so I think they do it again this week.
I think
they like Kamari Lassiter, but they want to still try to keep it as simple and digestible as possible for him. And they just really trust Derek Stingley. And now that he's gotten a little taste of it.
Yeah.
I think
Stingley's up for this too, man.
D'Amico's a guy, he's like, I've never had coffee before. What's it like?
Dude.
I'll put a bunch of sugar in it and a bunch of cream. I feel good.
Yeah.
I think he got a little taste of caffeine last week.
That's a matchup. Stingley and Justin Jefferson, like that's a matchup that you wished was like a split screen that you could choose to watch the whole time.
Do you have, I'm trying not to look at my computer because I know I'm in a sleep deprived state. I don't want to get distracted. Do you have this stat on there about Sam Darnold? 20% of his passing yardage this season has come on one 97 yard touchdown.
Oh, I didn't know that. I wondered about
Justin Jefferson. Yeah.
It was a nice throw.
Yeah.
But Justin Jefferson was juking all, like if you followed, they did a GPS on that touchdown.
Yeah, yeah.
He probably ran about 150 yards.
Yeah, Justin Jefferson. That was all Justin Jefferson.
Yeah,
that was credit to Sam Darnold, et cetera. What a great comeback story and all that. But
that's a great stat.
20% of his yardage this year is on one play to Justin Jefferson.
I did not have that stat. That's a great stat.
It's one that, maybe it makes you feel better about Sam Darnold, but it should also be a reminder that Justin Jefferson is paid the way he is for a reason.
Yes, yes, absolutely. All right, number 3. It might be Cam Akers' time. No Joe Mixon, no Damian Pierce again yesterday. They did get the 2 centers back. Juice Scruggs and Jarrett Patterson both practiced. That's good.
Growing.
I think he's back from the growing.
Juice got his growing back.
Cam Akers, though, may be getting a lot of touches come Sunday if Damian Pierce and Joe Mixon are out. Here's Bobby Slowick yesterday on what Akers does for the offense.
Yeah, he's great vision. He's been running, Rams zone scheme he came from. He did the same thing in Minnesota. He's really good at reading that. We call it riding the wave, finding the right hole to hit. He always plays under control. When he sees it, he hits it. He finished physical, and he has really good contact balance, And I'd say those are the things that jump out with Cam. You pretty much see that every carry.
We talked in the open, late in the open, previous segment about Dana Brown and some of the little pickups that he's made. This is like a Hector Nearest, Jason Hayward pickup right here by Nick Caserio.
Right.
We're all of a sudden like, wow, we may need contributions from this guy.
Wasn't a marquee pickup or anything, but it was notable because of the name.
Yes.
The name Cam Akers.
Yeah,
aside from being a really cool name in and of itself.
Right.
If he was a kid in your class that you're teaching, you'd be like, oh, that's a cool name.
Cam
but
Akers.
He's Cam Akers of the phenomenal rookie year a few years back.
Yep.
So
and a good training.
This
camp,
is where too. I get honestly, I love Bobby's press conferences. But I feel like I just want to turn it into a podcast, because at this point I would have been like, hey, didn't you just say that there's not really that many similarities as people think between the Rams and the 49ers and the Vikings offenses as ours? And yet, man, that's the one thing. I think he thinks it's overblown sometimes,
yeah.
But it's the outside zone and being good at that and all the things that it sets up in the passing game,
yeah.
That is very much a common theme. And I think the thing that the coaches from, like, Kevin O'Connell or elsewhere do it, guys that are in that Shanahan tree do, and we don't know about Bobby yet, is that they scheme it, they coach it really well. It's one thing to say, yeah, we're going to run about a bunch of outside zone run plays. Cool. We've seen that before with the Texans trying to do that.
Yes,
we saw it last year.
Yep.
But it is a common theme, and it is, even though the 49ers got worked over last week by the Vikings offense, I think that there's a lot of value in seeing that in practice day after day,
yeah,
for the Texans defense.
Yep.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to get to this one. This is the one I wanted to get your take on the most. Brian Flores versus CJ Stroud. Here's Bobby Slowick yesterday on Minnesota Vikings defensive coordinator of chaos, Brian Flores.
Yeah, that's actually, it's funny you say that. Our big thing this week is the challenge about this defense is it's almost like he does everything he can to try to eliminate coaches from the equation. You know, like he creates a lot of chaos, but then behind it all, they're fundamentally sound. They run, they hit, they do all the things the defense needs to do. And for us, like we strain this week, the biggest thing for us is our guys got to go out and they got to own what they're doing. And they like we have to play well against this defense, you know, and our quarterback is leading the charge on that. And he knows that
we're
if
good.
We block well.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, Bobby, we're in a podcast here, Bobby. Let me jump in for a second. So you're hogging the mic. Okay, well, you saw my eyes light up.
I know, that's why I wanted to get to it.
I think both with Eberflus last year, with Chicago, or last week, the head coach of the Bears and defensive coordinator, and with Brian Flores, they do that thing that so many defensive coordinators want to do, but you just, can I trust my guys to do it, and can I coach them up? Disguising your look pre-snap. The Bears do a really good job. And we saw it in the game versus the Texans on a couple negative offensive plays. They shift right before the snap. The defensive line all shifts. And it screws with offensive linemen so bad because they are, you know, they got all these things going on in their brains, these offensive linemen do, about their responsibilities and what the front they're seeing and everything. And then when you shift a quarter second before the snap, it just screws everything. I mean, somebody's going to screw up on the offensive line. One of those five guys is going to screw up. Flores does that as well with all 11 guys. It's that all defensive coordinators know that if you can disguise beforehand, it really, really helps. The problem is usually there's too many guys on your defense that will disguise and then not get back to their spots they're supposed to be at or don't understand. You want to have guys that understand what the weaknesses are. Like if you're a linebacker faking that you're in, that you're going to blitz, but also you got to cover the flat.
Yep.
Like you got to maybe know when, okay, in this formation I got to cheat back a little bit. Mm-hmm. I can't be disguising this. And not all teams have guys that are intellectually capable of doing that. Yep. The Vikings do. So it is when Bobby says take the coaches out of it. I love the way he said that. I think if we had him on the podcast, I think it's because Flores does a good job of not really showing tendencies because those guys can execute out of multiple different looks and personnel packages. That if you're Slowik, you're like, well, all right, I know they're in nickel or they're in dime or they've got this guy aligned here and it doesn't matter because they can run anything out of it.
Yeah.
And then also just because they are so well coached, they're fundamentally sound. I don't think this defense doesn't really have any glaring weaknesses or opportunities.
Yeah.
Like if you're an offensive coordinator, you're thinking, okay, who are we going to attack? How are we going to attack? And I think for Bobby, it's probably harder this week to really just figure out, like, yeah, this is what we really need to hammer. If we can just do this, we're going to win this game.
You got to have multiple answers for one play. Yeah.
So it comes down to the players on the field. And CJ getting them into there. CJ picking up on perhaps a few tells.
Yep.
I mean, that's because no matter how good you are on defense, there's always a couple guys that have tells. And you know when this guy's actually blitzing and when he's not. We know that CJ does a lot of research above and beyond what most quarterbacks do.
He listens to podcasts.
He knew about what
Jalen Johnson.
Jalen Johnson was doing in one particular look because he saw it on the Richard Sherman podcast.
That's right. That's right. All right, we'll do these quick. Number five, kicking game, Kaimi. This is going to be a game that might come down to field goals again. Kaimi's been amazing. AFC Special Teams Player of the Week. He's got the medallion to prove it, or whatever we're calling that thing.
Whatever the hell. It's a big old hunk of jewelry.
Gigantic $100,000 H. And then finally, my prediction, Texans 23, Vikings 20. That's what I'm going with in this game.
Okay.
Going Texans by three. They're a 2-point favorite right now.
Is it two? I thought it was down to 2.5. It was down to two.
It's down to two last night. It may, you know.
That one is impressive because, you know, you factor in the 2.5 points. These days, they go about 2.5 points on the road that you get deducted off. And so basically Vegas and or the betting public driving it at all just looks like people really like. I think what it comes down to is people trust C.J. Stroud. They don't trust Sam Darnold.
I think that's exactly what it is. On a neutral field, this would be Texans by like five.
Yeah.
So I 100% agree with you that that's what that is. Let's get to headlines. Let's circle back to the Astros. They win last night, so that was good. We've got injury news with the Texans that we'll get to as well. And, man, Shohei last night. This is headline worthy in Houston and anywhere else. Holy crap. Shohei Ohtani last night. If you haven't heard, stay tuned. We'll have it for you in headlines coming up next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.